So if a god has these amino acids that pituitary switches on and changes your hormones, you create new and different hormones than the little man.
It doesn't change the hormones. It activates them differently. That's what you said. We didn't say that. That's what you said. That's what you said. That's what your words, not ours. Don't get us repeating gossip.
So activation of hormones. You know, there's a huge problem in America. Well, I don't know if it's a problem, but there is a lot of fat people in America. I mean, they are huge, okay?
You know why? You know why? You know why?
Because they want to be grounded.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're starving. You know, those fat people are starving to death. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah, there's no minerals in the food.
Well, you just say right. You just say right, but that's ridiculous. How do fat people starve to death?
Oh, they go to the all-you-can-eat place and they just sit there.
No!
They're trying to get some magnesium, and it's nowhere in the building.
They don't. Sometimes they eat one meal a day. They start in the morning. They nibble this and nibble that, nibble this, and they have one meal that lasts all day long. But they are dying inside to get that magic thing that satisfies them, which then turns on the dopamine factor in the brain. It's a thinking man's game. Well, I think if I had some tomato juice, oh, yes, I'd say that's lycopene. Oh, and booger biology says that if you need to eat shit, you have to eat shit. If you crave shit, that means something. So eat some shit. That's a good thing. Have a shit shake. Oh, I'm going to the shack. The shit shake shack can get me a shit shake so I can satisfy. Shit shakes for everybody from the shit shack. Bob, better place that one. Save that one, too. Save that one, too. Going down to the shit shack. Now, this thing happens in the meat sack body. All right. It even affected Dr. Dean for a moment, because there was this complaint of adding a bit of gut for a moment, and then it went away, and nothing changed except they're catching up. So it was not a negative thing. But now, if she's everything over 97 pounds, God damn, the world has to stop. If she hits 105, suicide goes top of the list. So she must be in that 95 range. Now, by now, that's being fair, being the world's tallest midget. That's only normal. It's appropriate. We ain't mad. It's not out of bounds. But we just say it's a hair extreme, but it's all right. You see what I mean? Some people are funny about their fingernails or about their feet or whatever. So that's their own thing to do, ever how they want to do it. There's no problem with that. The issue is how this all connects together from a bound position. Okay? They're starving to death. They have nothing to eat, and what they eat isn't right. And so they finish a meal, and they get up, and they want something sweet. Then they want something salty. And then they want something hard. Then they want something soft. Then they want something desserty. Then they want some dairy. Oh, if I had some cheese. And see, we're saying words, and everybody's going, oh, God damn, that does. It sounds good. This guy. You know, popcorn. Popcorn with the cayenne pepper in the oil. That sounds good.
Oh.
You start this conversation, and then all of a sudden you can smell it. And then all of a sudden you can, and the next thing you know, you're digesting it. You still smell it, you see. It happens. It does happen. Because that's the thing, the triggers in your body. The same way people say, oh, pain is bad. We go, honey, we can turn pain off. We can get your neuropathy just right, and you won't feel nothing. But guess what? That's pretty tough. You'll burn your damn limbs off. You'll get scalded in water. You'll get in something you don't want to get into. The feeling part is a good thing, not a bad thing. Y'all got it all backwards. You take them opioids by the sackful. Oh, yeah, by the way, them that ain't morbidly obese is just strung out on dope. They can't know where they are. And we don't care. It don't bother us. Get you a toe sack full of it. Delauded forever, body. Do what you're going to do. Because you're going to do what you're going to do. You're looking for that, chasing that dragon. You're chasing that dragon. One puff, and you never get another puff that was as good as that first puff. That's what happens. They're not obese because they find another bucket. See, they're chasing another bucket. They're trying to find anything to get what we're saying you can have, that you have, You see?
So to bring it full circle, they're chasing basically hormone reactions where we...
They are hormone reactions. That's what a high is. That's right. What after coitus feels like. That's the repose when you go, one more time. Ooh, one more time. Yeah, that's what that is.
So that brings us
that's
back
to... That's what you're trying to replicate.
Well, if our hypothalamus is going to activate new hormones.
It does.
With these new amino acids, is that basically what the masses are trying to do with food? They're trying to eat the right food to get those hormones?
No, they're trying to eat everything. They're trying to eat everything. It don't matter. They're just eating. And then they have that, and they're spending the rest of their day. If they get off the ice and make them, if we could put feet on the black mirror and make them chase the black mirror around 5 or 10 miles a day, they could eat anything they want to. See? They have no activity. And if they're walking, they'll walk. They're going to have to put a Camry on the black mirror so it can have a camera to show them where to walk. So when they go to find their Pokemon, when they're looking for them on the computer, they can see where they don't walk off a ravine or fall off down in the Grand Canyon or something somewhere. That's what's happened. That's what's happening. That's what's occurring. It's pulled it into a place where they're lost in space. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.